my next question is, what's the expectations for Sharon Moore? Because coming in, following up Harbaugh, as I said, back-to-back Final Fours, a national title last year, and over Washington, and now you're the guy who happens to be sitting in the seat, and you almost have to overhaul this team. On top of that, you know, a few days ago, you get hit with some NCAA sanctions. You have a couple of assistant coaches who are kind of doing their own thing. How much leeway does he get if, you know, because would 9-3 be acceptable for Wolverine Nation based off of the history you've had in the last 2 years?
I think fairly it has to be. I know people aren't going to like that, and I know you got the three-peat Big Ten titles and the perfect season last year, and unfortunately, the only way to go from last year is down. You can't do any better than last year. You can't. I mean, you could repeat it. Nobody's predicting that in year one under Sharon Moore. The schedule is just very, very tough. And I think when, you know, quarterback is just so paramount and you just don't know what you have there. You knew what you had last year. JJ proved to be the guy. He took him all the way. And I don't know how anyone can have that as a realistic expectation, especially when you look at that schedule with Washington, Texas, obviously Ohio State, Penn State back on there again, USC. I mean, that's a brutal stretch of games. I know USC is probably going to be down a little bit this year too, but it's just such a tough stretch throughout the course of the season that to expect to win them all is just, it's not fair. It's just not fair for Sharon Moore.
But I think Oregon this year.
And Oregon, yes. I forgot to mention Oregon. So,
I was just curious, yeah.
Yeah, and they went out and got a transfer quarterback to keep things moving there. So it's a really, really tough. Yeah. So that's the six right there. I think you got Texas, USC, Oregon, Penn State, Ohio State, and Washington. That's six games that could easily go either way, in my opinion. Now, yeah, Washington lost their guy too. So they're trying to figure things out a little bit. New coach there. So everybody's going through a little something, but you know, Michigan losing 20 guys, almost the entire coaching staff and that schedule, you got to give Sharon a little bit of time to get his thing going a little bit, but he still has a really good team. So I think 9 wins has to be the floor, and you have to be like, okay with that. You just have to be.